The time now is 16 minutes to nine. How comfortable would you be about sharing your medical information beyond the health service? Well, NHS England is planning to move people's records, that of 55 million patients, into a database that's going to be sharing with third parties. And the move's being opposed by privacy campaigners. Earlier we heard from Corey Kreider from Foxglove, a campaign group for digital rights. They issued a legal letter to the Department of Health and Social Care questioning the lawfulness of the plans.
There's no public health without public trust. And we're just concerned that the way the government's gone about this doesn't generate that trust. If you're going to pool the health records of 55 million people, you've got to ask their permission. People, I think, are open to their health data being shared if they're asked. But once you start to talk about commercial access for pharmaceutical companies or large tech companies, that trust starts to erode very quickly. And that is the discussion that we think that they've got to have with patients. You can't just skip that step.
Corey Kreider from Foxglove. Well, we're joined now by Dave Roberts, who's head of primary care information at NHS Digital. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you clearly hearing the view there that what you're planning risks undermining public trust in the health service.
Yeah, well, I think it's what I need to say is that patient data from general practice is used pretty much every day, not only for direct patient care, but also to improve healthcare services, especially through the planning of those services. And through research. And we've seen very recently, for example, in the pandemic, just how useful that data has been. We've used it, for example, in order to help create the shielded patient list. And we've also used it to help identify people in the various cohorts for vaccination. So patient data is used every day and goes around the system. This is simply a way of better coordinating that and making it easier for people to access that data to do that planning and research.
So what kind of data is going to be shared and who will you be giving it to?
So the data is any coded data that is collected in the medical record, obviously collected by the general practitioners.
So there this could are be quite sensitive things, you know, mental, sexual health, criminal records, abuse.
There are sensitive items within the data set that we're collecting, but I think it's important to say that in terms of those sensitive items, a lot of those are required in order that the CCGs, the primary care networks, and indeed the practices themselves can plan services appropriately around such things as sexually transmitted diseases, and that they need to be able to get the information in order to better plan for those particular sensitive issues.
And will people's names be attached to that data?
We will have what we do is, in terms of collecting the data from the general practice systems, is that we will pseudonymise that data and encrypt that data before it's sent to NHS Digital. So when that data is at rest, i.e. when we have it and when we collect it, then we, by looking at it, you won't be able to identify the individuals on it. We have a very, very strict audit purpose, which has an independent group that look at every application. And that's looked incredibly strictly in terms of the legal basis for collecting that data, the actual purpose for using that data.
But people, I mean, they have just, I think, till June the 23rd to opt out, to fill a form and take it to their GP. But I'm not sure people really know about that, do they?
So absolutely. I think we've made a variety of things either through the press or through our website, and also providing a lot of information actually to the general practices so they can make this information available to all patients. We've put, for example, privacy notices, which we sent, that can be put on the general practice websites. We've also sent animations that they can put up in the surgeries. So we've sent a lot of material out to the general practice. And also there's a huge amount of information that we've got on our website, and we're making that very accessible. Okay. And in terms of the opt-outs that you mentioned, then those the patients have had the ability to opt out of giving their data for planning and research from 2013.
Dave Roberts from NHS Digital, thank you.
The time now is 8:49.